Hi, thank you for calling Maple Electric. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. Hi, thank you for calling Maple Electric.
Thank you for calling Maple Electric. This is Danielle. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Danielle. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Hi. Yeah, you asked me to call you today to update the payment, and we were going to adjust the pricing to either the $199 or the $218 if you wanted the workspace.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do anything until Saturday. Money's been, like, really tight. We did, you know, the other things I noticed too, it was that, it's like, I've had this conversation with you guys, not you, I don't think personally, I don't remember,
mm-hmm.
but what happened is every time I would say I want to get any business or things were like it was just trickling, it wasn't doing as good as before, like
right.
literally after I get off the phone with you guys,
yeah.
All of a sudden, I get a lead, and I just think
oh,
that's
wow.
kind of weird. The only time is when I complain.
Oh, did that happen in the past, or did that happen since Friday?
This has happened. It happened that day that I spoke to you. I got
oh,
we
wow.
did get a lead.
Oh,
and
wow.
we were getting it Saturday. But this has happened before.
Yeah.
Right? I've complained before, and it's just like, I don't know if, like, something is done to make, I don't know what it is, but it's just like when I'm just continuously paying, I don't really get anything. And I don't mean it like, what I'm saying is like, if I'm not late or if I'm not, you know, calling and complaining, it's just like you guys just, I feel like you guys are, I'm not saying that you are, but you guys are just collecting my money. And
yeah.
nothing's happening in the background. And then I'm like, or when I get people soliciting me, I'll have
mm-hmm.
people solicit me, want me to go with you guys. And then all of a sudden, after I talk to you and tell you, you know, I was disputing a lead and it was because of soliciting, then I would get a lead. That'd be like the
I
only
see.
Time.
I see.
So I don't know if it's something deliberate. I'm not accusing you guys of that. I'm just saying that's how it's kind of been on my side.
Yeah.
And do you understand? So I'm a little frustrated.
I
don't want to start this over.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I know what you're saying, and what I'll do is I'll notate the account, and then on Saturday when we get the payment up to speed, I know you and I had already talked about having them do a complete performance check on the account, so I'll have them check
okay.
on that too and see if it's any way related. There's nothing that I would have notated on the account for them to, like, you know, be able to go on and send a lead to you. So what happened since that day was just a coincidence, but I don't know what could have happened in the past. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, when an account goes into suspension, Danielle, because of the payment, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. So it could be that someone found you that same day on Google and they still called you even though the orange banner is up on your site, you know? So it's if this ever were to cancel, that's when everything starts unraveling. But right now, you know, you're catching it in time because it hasn't gotten to that point yet, you know?
Right.
But,
well, I should be able to, we did get a deal. from you guys.
That's so good.
You
know? I'm happy. Yeah, that's, it's sad the way it came about, but I'm happy that it happened. Yeah, I'm happy that it happened. Yeah.
And my husband said it was like $900,
good.
Deal, so.
Good.
So we'll be able to pay on Saturday.
Okay. So if you like, only because we're closed on Saturday and Sunday, I can update the payment method now and just set it up to process on Saturday, which would be the 29th.
Okay. Yeah.
Want to do that?
Okay. Okay, so it's 4207.
Okay.
6703.
Mm-hmm.
1228-2091. The expiration is 629.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three-digit code.
Yes, please.
It's 353.
And for this one, it's still the Longfellow Avenue for the billing address, right?
Yes.
131 Longfellow.
Everything
okay.
Else.
Perfect. So, oh, shoot. I hit a button and it didn't save. So give me a second here. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you again?
I always say computers have a mind of their own. And
yeah, I know.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay,
I'm going to go back to the billing code. Hold on 1 second. It kicked me out. I got to go back in. Okay. 2 seconds and I will. Okay, I'm ready now. Go ahead.
Okay, 4207.
Okay.
6703.
Mm-hmm.
1228.
Okay.
2091. Expiration 629.
Okay.
And the code is 353.
Okay, so let me store it this time, and it should save. Okay, good. It's perfect. It's showing Visa ending in 2091, June 2029, and 353. That's good. And then I'll just set the invoice for Saturday, which is the 29th. Now, once it goes through on Saturday, I'll come in next Monday, and I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you. So you'll be paid in full until July 29th. And then on Saturday, do you want to do the $199, which is the entire program with the Google and the Bing and the website and the call tracking, or do you want to do the $218 that also includes the emails that go with the website?
The $218.
218. Okay, that's the way I had it because
yeah.
I figured. Okay, you got it. All right, so I have this all set up for Saturday, so thank you for taking care of that. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.